All right, let me read this problem. A 2 milliwatt laser with a wavelength of 530 nanometers shines on a cesium photocathode that has a work function of 1.9 electron volts. We assume there's efficiency of 10 to the minus 5, 1 part and 10 to the 5th, for producing photoelectrons. In other words, it takes 10 to the 5th incident photons to produce one photoelectron. And the question then is, what is the photoelectric current? So this is a photoelectric problem. All right. So let's write down then what all we know about the problem. That is, we have a laser that has 2 milliwatt power. The wavelength of the laser is 530 nanometers. That's somewhere in the middle of the visible range. We have a cesium photocathode with a work function of 1.9 electron volts. And the efficiency of the process is 10 to the minus 5. It takes 10 to the 5 photons to come in to produce one photoelectron. And what we want to do is find out what the electron current is produced in this problem. Well, first of all, let's find out if the process is even possible. So we know that the energy is equal to h nu. We can write that in terms of the wavelength because lambda nu is equal to c, so we have hc over lambda. This equation for hc is very useful, and we use this over and over again. Hc is equal to 1.240 times 10 to the third electron volts nanometers. So you see, then if we put the wavelength in nanometers, the nanometers will cancel out, and we'll get the result in electron volts that we want. So in this case, we calculate 2.34 electron volts. So in fact, since the energy of the photons are greater than the work function, then in fact the photoelectric effect will take place. Okay, so we've established, in fact, that photoelectrons will be produced. Now let's determine the current. Okay, well, we started out, we know that we have a 2 milliwatt laser, so that's going to tell us the number of photons that come in, and let's start with that and see if we can determine what the current is. Well, we have 2 milliwatts, which is 2 times 10 to the minus 3 watts. A watt is a joule per second. The efficiency is 10 to the minus 5, so we have to multiply this number times 10 to the minus 5 because not all these photons are going to produce a photoelectron. Well, we have a joule here. Let's convert. It takes 2.34 electron volts to produce a photoelectron. But here we have a joule, here we have electron volt. So let's convert this electron volt to a joule. One electron volt is 1.6 times 10 to the minus 19 joules. So we see that joules and joules cancel out. Electron volts and electron volts cancel out. So we're left with photoelectrons per second. But we want to know current, which is coulombs per second. So we want to convert photoelectrons to coulomb. It's 1.6 times 10 to the minus 19 coulombs per electron, or per photoelectron. So the photoelectron cancels here. We're left with coulombs here and seconds here. That's a coulomb per second, so therefore that's an amp. You multiply all these numbers together, and I got 8.547 times 10 to the minus 9 coulombs per second. I was so involved in putting the units in that I didn't leave room for my exponent, which I had to write down on the next line. That's not very normal. 10 to the minus 9 coulombs per second. Coulomb per second is an amp. 10 to the minus 9 amps is a nanoamp. So I just wrote this as 8.547 nanoamps. And that's the answer. Again, I'm writing this out to more significant figures than we were given information up here. But it's because I'm in the WebAssign mode that you want to make sure that we have enough significant figures. And I tried to carry things through as well as actually we know them. Well, I could have written this as 1.602, I suppose, but since this really canceled out, it doesn't matter.